Blog Talk Radio.
They may have been people that we love and that we trusted, we believed in, or whatever the case may be. But when you find yourself down with them, they're not trying to pull you down with them anymore. They've already succeeded in doing it. So let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a missing show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is a daily go get a missing show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. This is Hump Day Wednesday, the 13th. Wednesday the 13th. You know, it gets scary on Wednesday the 13th. And we are talking about pulling you down with them. Pulling you down with them. We've all had a friend. We've all had a lover. We've all had a cousin, a brother, a sister. Sometimes your mother and your father have pulled you down with them, and it's disheartening. But if you were able to say that somebody tried to pull you down with them, or that they did, that means that you're still here to talk about it. There have been plenty of instances where other people weren't so lucky to be able to speak on that. So let's get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we gonna solve, y'all. What does it mean to pull somebody down with you? And even more so, what kind of atmosphere has to exist in order for somebody to pull you down with them? What kind of person is that? What is down with them in the first place? Basically, for my definition of it, it's making you or influencing you or forcing you, manipulating you to do something that you don't want to do or something that you know is not good for you. You know, so that could be something going all the way back to your school days when you were in single digits and a friend of yours told you that it was a good idea to go ahead and pull the fire alarm. Go ahead, just pull the fire alarm. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to get in trouble. It'll be okay because it's not really a fire and nobody's going to know that we did it. You pulled the fire alarm and what happened? You didn't know that the fire alarm spit out all of that ink and you had all of this ink over on your hands. The fire alarm is going off. They're not even wondering who did it because here you are, you know, looking like the big elephant in the room with all of this ink all over your hands. The person that encouraged you to pull the fire alarm never told you about the ink. Maybe they didn't know about the ink. Maybe they did. But the bottom line is they got you to do it. They didn't do it. They could have pulled the fire alarm. They got you to do it. And that may have been the beginning of the times when they would try to pull you down in the future. Did you stop being friends with them after that? No. No. And that might be right where the problem lies. You know what I'm saying? You didn't stop being friends with them. You kept on being cool with them. And time after time after time after time, they kept convincing you that it would be okay. They kept convincing you that don't worry. All we got to do is this and we will be all right. All we got to do is this and we'll have some fun. All we got to do is this. We won't get in trouble. All we got to do is this. I'm your friend pulling you down with them. They say misery loves company. And people who don't have it going on in their lives, and I don't mean going on, got it going on from everybody else's point of view. You know, all that really matters when we are talking about whether we feel good about ourselves is whether we feel inside that we are making it out here, that we are making the strides that we want to make, that we are doing the damn thing out there, that we can feel good about getting up in the morning and going out and getting back and coming back home and getting in the bed and feeling good about what we did the whole day. That's what matters. And when somebody is trying to pull you down with them, your ability to feel good about the days that you are spending starts to diminish day after day after day. So how did it happen? How does it happen? Who did it to you? How long did it last? What's going on, Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita, good to see me, always great to see ya. My brother Ansel Jones, your brother, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave him alone. And King, what's going on, doing your thing? It's always good to see you here doing your thing. Word. And I know Ansel, my brother from another mother, yeah, sit back and chill. And my big sis, Robbie, being here to do a thing, something like a queen for a king. And Leslie Harris, never be embarrassed. Good to see you here. What's going on? So, T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. So, when has it happened in your life? When have you had somebody try to pull you down in your life? Pull you down, man. When has it happened? You know, people tell you to be a leader. They tell you not to be a follower. Well, to a certain degree, I agree. I agree that you should be a leader for yourself. It doesn't mean that you're always qualified to lead somebody else. And all leaders have had to follow somebody in order to learn how a leader is supposed to conduct themselves and the direction that they need to lead somebody or some people in. So, As far as being a leader and never being a follower is concerned, it's unrealistic. It's good to be a follower, but you have to be a very good follower, an insightful follower, a follower who vets who is leading them or who they choose to follow. The same way that
the leader is somebody who has the who carries the responsibility of leading effectively, of being responsible, of calculating risks and rewards. So, you know, there may have been times in your life where you may have felt like a follower in the negative degree, where you felt like I didn't make the right decision to follow somebody that was taking me on a path that was good for me, that was decent for me, that was constructive. And it happened. I don't really think that there's anything to feel bad about when it comes to that, as long as you don't go on in your life repeating those same mistakes of following those who should never be followed. As long as you don't do that, you should be good. But there are people that I know and that you may know too who follow negativity time and time again. Some people are attracted to chaos. Some people are attracted to destruction. Some people are attracted to rebellion, and not the good rebellion. I'm talking about the rebellion, the rebellion against things that are all about team building, nation building, community constructive building, things that are against those things. I mean, you know, they tell you that you should always be a leader in whatever you do. We tell that to young people all the time. Don't be a follower, be a leader. You know, you following you joining in with the wrong crowd. Such and such is a good kid, but they just fell into the wrong crowd because they were a follower instead of a leader. But when we talk about somebody trying to pull you down with them, more than likely they're not giving you a blueprint or any idea of where they're trying to take you. They're not letting you know how negative you're going can bring you down to when you deal with them. So, misery loving company. What happens when the person that you're in love with, or the person that raised you, or the person that showed you the ropes, is the person that doesn't love themselves and doesn't want anybody to love them either? See, the problem with this whole thing, with somebody trying to pull you down with them or somebody being toxic, is they normally only try to infect the people who are closest to them. If you ever notice, toxic people who try to bring you down with them, they don't do that with people they don't know, because they know that people who don't know them aren't trying to be bothered with them. They're not listening to that bullshit. They don't want to hear it. But the people who are close to them feel their energy, get to see the good parts of them and how that ties into the negativity that they want to spread around. So, like I said, the people who are closest to you are normally the people who try to bring you down. Your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your favorite cousins, aunts, uncles, mentors, teachers, best friends from back in the day, homeboys, homegirls, people that you kicked it with, people whose houses you spent the night over, people who have given you things. They are the ones who try to pull you down with them. It's not the other cats. It's not these cats from out West Philly, up the Northeast, New York, Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, D.C. It's not them. They can't reach you. They can't be there every day to influence you, to try to hype up every negative thing that ever happens in your life on some old, see, I told you, see, I told you, I told you. And that's what people who try to pull you down with them, man, they have mastered the, see, I told you, what I tell you, what I tell you, What I tell you, getting your confidence day after day after day. It's all smoke and mirrors, though. They not seeing I told you about real shit. They seeing I told you about manufactured shit. Because following them and bringing you down with them takes action on your behalf. So you're a willing participant. We've all had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or sometimes a husband, who wanted to bring us down with them. They did some dumb shit, some fuck shit, some crazy shit, and had you all in trying to be loyal. Being loyal to a bum is the worst thing that you can do. Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, that's one of the ways that you can easily lose yourself. Following behind, how many, y'all women out there, come on now. How many of y'all, how many times have y'all said, I can't believe this nigga had me doing this. I can't believe this nigga had me doing that. I can't believe I can't believe I moved out of town for this nigga. He got me away from my people. So he could whoop my ass and have me giving him all my money and all that crazy stuff, bringing me down. And he was the clown. He had four kids while we was together, and they wasn't mine. I only had two kids, or maybe one, and I couldn't shine. He did my life real bad. I was still the kind of good person, but he ruined that and had people looking at me like I was crazy. That shit was guy. Women have done it to men too. Men normally complain about a woman cheating on him and taking all his money. I was giving her everything. I was doing everything for her. I bought her everything. I took care of everything. I paid everything. She had me out here looking crazy. My man used to be trying to tell me, like, yo, man, I'm telling you that your wife is you on some other shit. I wasn't trying to hear that. I cut my man off, like, yo, man, don't be talking about my lady like that. My mom, my dad, and everybody. Everybody told me, I thought they just didn't like her. I couldn't see it. She had my nose wide open. Wide open. I was smelling shit that wasn't there. But what I really wasn't smelling was myself, because I was stinking up the joint, trying to get her to love me like I never been loved before. Maybe you never been loved before. A lot of men never been loved before. It's not something that a lot of men like to admit, but you can kind of see the evidence in the way that they conduct themselves. Why would somebody who loves themselves allow somebody else who obviously doesn't love themselves or is not choosing a constructive path, why would you allow them to influence you? Well, it happens. It happens when people are close to you. Like I said, the toxic person infects people who are close. If I have COVID, if I have HIV, if I have any disease, I can't infect the people I'm out of state, out of town, out of my range. I have to infect the people that I'm around every day. Every day. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. 319-527-6199, baby. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. And then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and you can rock out, rock on it. Do the damn thing. So, yeah, man. Narso says, that's why your car got repossessed. Woo. 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 And so Jones says, good followers are needed in a team setting. That's true. And followers can only be as good as the leader leads. I've seen leaders have to fold because they really didn't know what they was talking about. They had followers who were really leaders. And the followers stopped. They said, listen, man, we got to get this bum out of here. You know what an example of that is? Church. I don't know about y'all, but I know certain churches that had to get rid of pastors. They had to get the pastor up out of there. The pastor was dirty. And he was, and the congregation refused to let this pastor, who was a bad fit, like, they was wondering, well, how the hell, who hired this pastor? Who vetted him? Pastor was fired. Either he was stealing money or he was running around in the congregation acting a fool. He was doing things that were unbecoming a pastor of the church, a man of the cloth. They had to get him up out of there. And it's not a good look when a church has to keep changing pastors. A pastor is basically supposed to be there until a pastor is up out of there, till death do us part. But there have been times when certain churches have had to get a pastor on up out of there. Like, we got to get a new pastor. This pastor's a bastard. He's a bastard pastor. It happens. It doesn't happen all that often, but there have been times when, let's say the long-standing pastor of a church passed away, and he didn't have a successor. So they had to interview other people. You know, like maybe they wanted to bring one of the deacons on, but maybe some deacons don't want to be the pastor. Some deacons, they just want to be a deacon. Like, I'm not a preacher. I'm a deacon. Some deacons preach. A lot of deacons don't. They like the Robin to the Batman. No, I'm not ready to be Batman. I'm Robin. I'm just Robin. You know what I mean? I'm here to assist. I'm not here to be the shooter. I'm here to be the assist. Listen, I'm the Dennis Rodman of this thing. I'm not the Michael Jordan. So anyway, and some of the other youth ministers may not have been ready for the responsibility that it takes to be a pastor. See, to be the pastor of a church, you can't just be a good preacher. It's good to be a good preacher. You get the congregation going and all of that, get young people to start coming back to the church. But there are business matters to be tended to in the church. Churches get money. That church building fund, all of those fundraisers and all of that kind of stuff, that's tax-free money. Churches have bank accounts. I'm just letting y'all know. So if a preacher knows how to preach, but he don't know how to do business, he's not qualified to be the pastor of that church. He can be an acting preacher, a minister. But in order to be the pastor of the church, you have to do certain things in order to be respected in the church. You know, you got to shake hands, portray a certain image. Like, if a pastor ain't married, in the old school churches, that no, we can't have pastor dating, because we know that if the pastor is good looking and he's spitting that good godly shit every Sunday, them panties gonna be wet. The congregation with that money, the panties gonna be wet. And pastor going to be, you know what I mean? Unless pastor is gay, and even if he is gay, pastor going to be submitting to the pleasures of the flesh. So, no, we got to have pastor got to be married. We need pastor to be married up front. We don't need pastor choosing his wife later on. Oh, no. We need a mother of the church immediately. We need a mother of the church. And she need to be looking mother of the churchly or motherly of the church. So, yeah. So pulling somebody down with them is not always a successful task, and it's not always an easy task. It's not always an easy task. But if somebody can get you to be pulled down with them, more than likely you'll lose yourself somewhere in the process. And be wondering what the hell happened to you. People will be wondering what the hell happened to you too if they're not up on exactly what happened to you. You know, they might think that you got involved with drugs or something. And one thing about people who abuse drugs, they are more than willing to have other people with them to be a get high partner. So yeah, first you wasn't getting high, now you are getting high. First you wasn't an addict, now you are an addict. Cause somebody who was an addict or on their way to becoming one influenced you to get high with them all the time. When they got, you know, a lot of people don't like to get high by themselves. So when they got high, they was like, come on, won't you smoke this with me? Or come on, we'll sniff this line with me. Or go ahead, you know, just, you know what I mean, take this drink with me. Yeah, it seemed innocent enough. It's just a harmless little drink, smoke, sniff. Yeah, it's innocent, all right. Now you all strung out and shit. They might not mind being strung out, but you do. You understand what I'm saying? You got a problem with being strung out. They don't. Hey, y'all, make sure that please make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I'd appreciate it. We are on our way to having 1,000 subscribers. I've been climbing this mountain for years. We're close. I need five more subscribers. So if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please subscribe to the channel. Help the God out. It's a milestone that's necessary. You know what I mean? I'd appreciate it. And thanks for everybody who's been down for years, putting in that pain and that work and all of that, riding with us. It's the Daily Go Get a Miserable Show. Pulling you down with them. Now, when was the last time that you remember somebody trying to pull you down with them? Did you submit to it? Did you feed into it? Don't be embarrassed. You don't have to tell us right now, but I mean, for your own purposes, you know what happened. Your peoples know what happened. Hopefully, it's not happening anymore. Hopefully. And so Jones says, the senator twerking online is an example. Shaking your ass can get you in a world of trouble, man. Shaking your ass. Nar says, what is it about poor and broke people that always wants to give financial advice? The problem is that rich people don't always give financial advice. They just tell you to work hard. And I ain't gonna front, just because you don't have it like that don't mean you don't know how something works. The problem comes when they want you to give them money. I'll listen to all the advice you want to give me. Once you start trying to get me to pay for that advice, I'm like, hold on now. Slow down. Don't make me have to look at your sneakers. That's my thing. Don't make me have to look at your sneakers, dog. Don't make me have to do it because I'll do it. I don't know if I'm ready to listen to somebody who sneaks is leaning. I don't know. This don't have nothing to do with your weight. No, I said, I just answered it. So you stay broke with them. So you stay broke, okay? And so Jones says, actions of becoming a leader. I said, they learn the hard way. Nobody gets it right from the starting line. That's true. Good looking, y'all. But yeah, man, you know, it's true. Yeah, right. Listen, once I look at your sneaks, if I see your sneaks leaning, I'm not listening to nothing you say. Because Because if your sneaks are leaning, you're not standing on solid ground. It's very metaphorical. You can't be standing on solid ground if your sneaks leaning. I ain't say you had to have a particular brand of sneakers, but you got to be standing on, you know, 10 toes down. How you 10 toes down, your heel is to the side. Your heel trying to catch up with your feet. I'm here, y'all, holding on. I'm holding on. I'm there. Well, anyway, man, trying to pull somebody down with you, pulling you down with them. Now, hopefully, none of us who are participating with this, hopefully we've never brought anybody down, but we may have in ways that we may not have. I mean, if you've ever influenced somebody or tried to influence somebody consistently to do something that was bad. Maybe some of us, when we were younger, we were bad. It happens. Sometimes we evolve. Some of us were bad when we were younger. Bad. Got in trouble all the time. Always at the principal's office. Always getting suspended. Always on an in-house suspension. Always having to go to detention. Getting left back, getting bad grades, being kicked out of school, having to go to group homes, reform schools, job corps, jail. Maybe the light clicked on somewhere along the line and we stopped being a bad influence. Maybe we finally saw the error in our ways. Maybe we finally got it together and stopped being as toxic as we were. You know, there are some men that are listening to the show or looking at this show right now who have been abusive to women. They was from that slapper hoe tribe. If you speak back, I'ma whoop your ass. If you don't wash the dishes, I'ma whoop your ass. If you don't cook dinner, I'ma whoop your ass. If you don't pick up the kids, I'ma whoop your ass. If you don't call my mom, I'ma whoop your ass. If you don't pick me up for work, I'ma whoop your ass. If you get out of line, I'ma whoop your ass. If you be breathing too hard, I'ma whoop your ass. If you be snoring loud, I'ma whoop your ass. If you don't give me no ass, I'ma whoop your ass. If you, I'ma whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I don't know why I'll be whooping your ass, but one thing for sure, you gonna let me whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I know I'm wrong for always whooping your ass, but you be letting me whoop that ass. And every ass whooping episode doesn't end like Angela Bassett, aka Tina Turner, against Ike in the limo. It don't always end with Ike getting beat up in the limo. And actually, she didn't whoop Ike's ass. She just retaliated, finally. She didn't necessarily win the fight. She just fought back. He just fought back. Sorry for them whooping ass lyrics. North said, harmonica, please. I can see it. I'ma whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I know that I'm dead wrong for whooping your ass. But nobody's gonna get in the way of me whooping your ass. I whoop your ass when we out in public. I get you home and I close the door and whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. I'ma whoop your ass. You can't do nothing about it. I'ma whoop your ass. You knew when you met me, I was whooping your ass. And I continue to whoop your ass. Can't nobody stop me from whooping the ass. My mama told me not to always whoop your ass. But I know my daddy used to whoop my ass. So I carried on the timeline and whoop your ass. Bringing you down with him. Pulling you down with him. Years and years and years wasted. Years and years and years wasted. Well, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But those years of following behind somebody who was totally toxic for you can really do long-term damage to you as far as who you think that you can trust and what the and what things that you will try again in life. You know, it's a terrible thing when somebody has done you so bad that you will never go out on a limb to try to be successful again. And we don't always think about it in terms of that, but some people can be turned off from reaching for their success ever again because somebody was pulling them down with them for so many years that they just really lost the lust and the thirst for trying to be successful. They don't think that they were eligible or meant to strive for that in their lives. Carol said, oh, Lord, the tambourine. I'm sorry. That was Nara's fault. I was chilling. But I did hear that. I did hear that harmonica. I can hear my folks down home. Yeah, whoop that. Omar. Play that whoop your ass song again. I know it's wrong, but play it again anyway. Anyway, yeah, man, when somebody has exposed you to long-term abuse, physical and mostly a mental and emotional abuse, it can have devastating effects on your ability to try again. And that's the worst part of it. And when you come up out of that thing, when you finally get the therapy that you needed or whatever, and you realize, like, wow, I kind of allowed this person to take me down this road. I let them take me there. I didn't have to go there. Well, we have to all take accountability for the things that happened to us. But it doesn't absolve anybody for what they have done. That ain't what it do. That is not what it does. Nara says the learned behavior resulting from trauma can take life from one's years. Or should you say years from one's life? It can. It can. Because your spirit and your soul are what really matters. Your spirit and your soul are the things that will allow you to try again or to do it better or to reevaluate. When somebody crushes you because they've kept you, they pulled you down and they stayed down. You know, have you ever seen somebody who, and this may be common, have you seen somebody who pulled somebody down with them, kept them down for years? That person finally got from up under them, but they didn't get from under them so much to the point where they finally learned how to fly, but they did physically get away from them and did better for themselves while the person who was pulling them down stayed down, pissed off that the person who got away from them finally got away. You know, that they were literally the one that got away, literally. And then the most disheartening part about it is the one who got away still has a soft spot and a heart for the abuser. For the person that kept them down all the years. Well, you know, I still, you know, I hope they is I was watching the ID channel. And those of y'all who watch the ID channel a lot, I remember this one episode. For some reason, this episode got to me, and it was this Hispanic chick who was being abused by her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cheater, and he was an abuser, and he was a stalker. He kept stalking the chick. She got the boy locked up. He got out. She still like refused to get him locked up for good. Make a long story short, she got with another dude, and the boy that was stalking her came and killed her on her wedding day. On her wedding day, came to the wedding. Her brothers let him in the wedding. Like, listen, I ain't come here to start no trouble. I just wanted to wish her, you know, I give her well wishes on her wedding day and all of that. Came in and killed her. Shot her dead at the wedding. I mean, it don't get no tragic than that. And that's why it's important to leave the person who was pulling you down. You got to get them up out of here. In whatever way it takes, you got to get them up out of here. Because just like Shaka Zulu said, his mother told him, always get rid of your enemy. Because if you let your enemy live, he'll rise up again and kill you. And he will. He will. You can't stop a killer from killing. You know, they don't have this, what do you call it? When your conscience gets to you and you turn yourself around, you stop doing whatever it is that you was doing. Well, killers don't do that. They feel like they were put in this world, put on this earth to kill. And so they're going to complete the mission. You keep playing around if you want. Carol Chamberlain says, Anso says, wait, I thought the team goes down with the ship. No, only the captain's supposed to go down. Drown that captain. Everybody else get to go. Carol Chamberlain says, some people have gotten pulled down and are still down and miserable. Unfortunately, they've been down so long that they think life is just that way. That's true. That's true. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. July 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number. Wait, hold on. I don't know. It was up. Hold on, let me see. Let me get it together. I got this. Wait a minute. That's all right. I don't need you. I got my own thing. Come on. Why is this thing not loading? Come on, move it. Okay. Number one out the box, Pam Williams, going all the way back to the 1989. And also Clyde McIntyre turning 74 years old today. What up, cuz? Hey, yeah, we are related. And last but not least, Ella Josh turning, you're not that old. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious July 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. And check it out. And P-Game, people going to try to bring you down with them, pull you down with them. And just because somebody has pulled you down with them doesn't mean that you have to stay down with them. At some point in our lives, we all have to take responsibilities for the choices that we've made. We have to take responsibility for the choices that we've made. We're not always going to make the best choice. But sometimes the people who influence us are so influential and they are so close to us and we believe in them so much and we want so much better for them. And we think that that's what they want for us, that we will follow behind them. And sometimes they take us down on a path of destruction that we don't even recognize until it's way too late. But that doesn't have to be your story. you always have the chance and the right to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get it together. So please, please, if somebody's trying to bring you down with them and they are new, then you know what to do, man. Give them the finger. Get up out of here. But if they have been somebody that you are down with, that you've been through the muck and mire with and all that, and you see them going into a bad place, they may have some mental illness thing going on. You don't have to be a part of that, though. You get them the help that you need, but you stay out of harm's way. That's what you do. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night before another Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show. So y'all be good. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. I say peace. I get you out of here, dear. And hold on. Everything wants to go slow on this browser today.